Well, another week and another set of guidelines and instructions from the government with different implications for different businesses in different sectors. Hopefully to help us make sense of it all is Mike Hayward. He's one of the regulatory partners at Woodfines. Mike, hi.
Yes, good morning, Neil. Good to speak with you.
And you. Come on, it's a nightmare for everybody, but for you guys, it must be a trick to keep on top of all this, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, despite the fact that we have a very large team dealing with all aspects of legal services, the reality is that we're monitoring regulations, updates in the law, almost every minute of the day. And I don't exaggerate when I say that. We are linked to so many updates and notifications from government and the sort of legislation that's being passed to make sure that we can try and disseminate that as quickly as we can to the wider public, really. It's quite a feat. But I have to say, rather than seeing these rules as that continuous sort of stick that's being struck on people to say, keep up to date with the rules, keep doing this or else, what we've got to do is to look at that, adapt it to our particular circumstances in our business, and actually to try and use as part of the armoury to make sure that your business and yourselves are safe during this lockdown period again.
Oh, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, the various sectors are affected in different ways, but I'm guessing there are some general guidelines and general rules. What sort of problems are businesses, or what mistakes are businesses making which are easily fixed?
I think the main thing is that keeping up to date with health and safety executives updates are really important. If you go online, you have a look at the government websites, but also the health and safety executives website, it will set out in different categories whether you are dealing with a business that deals with transport, for example, whether you are a licensed operator in relation to taxis and carrying passengers, office work, manufacturing work, construction. So don't get too bogged down with every aspect of every rule, but look at those headings, look at the one that particularly suits your location and your work, and try and apply it on that basis. So we're seeing some people saying, you know what, we've been bogged down so much by this, we simply can't see the wood for the trees, and therefore are not doing anything, all the way through to those that are trying their best so much that they're perhaps actually losing the way by trying to implement every single regulation going, when in fact that may not be necessary. Take stock, perhaps join a working group of like-minded businesses, sector groups and so on, speaking to those people that are sharing the same issues and trying to work out between you, perhaps what could we tweak and what could we implement. It's very much a case of collaboration, sharing those concerns and those thoughts to try and gear that to your particular business. It's an overwhelming time for people, but again, it's about seeing the wood for the trees. One of the things I suggest to businesses is it can be very easy to say, right, every day I've got to look at this and look at that and try and implement these aspects. Take a few hours a week, sit back, look at your premises, say to yourself, how could I improve that? What could I do on that basis? And of course, listening to what the government says can be pretty daunting because it's a continuous barrage of information. But sitting back, dedicating that time and looking at what you best can do. And like I said, one of the things we found very valuable is working together with a lot of sector groups, a lot of cluster groups in the business areas that we work in, and saying, well, how can we actually share ideas and get through this together?
Well, there is that sense amongst businesses when you see people being interviewed and talking on the news. Every business owner seems to be feeling so isolated, so cut off, so alone. But there are so many problems that are common across the board, and the guy next door has got the same problem too.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that you'll see is those headline messages in social media and the media, which will be, for example, we're looking at your business as a regulator, enforcement agencies, health and safety executives saying we're carrying out visits, we're going to look at you. Some people can actually say that's quite scary, that's quite worrying for a business operator to say, actually, I might be enforced against. Do your best. Look at what you need to apply. Try and sit back and say, how would I want to run this? How can I communicate that to our staff? How can I communicate that to our clients and the customers that we work for so that they can try and get through this without feeling that this is something that is going to be a threat hanging over them? Because it is so, so daunting at the moment. So a lot of people are, saying to themselves, well, we're still very isolated. How do we share our concerns? And again, some people may want to join certain business groups in order to express that. Of course, they can go to professional advisors, no doubt, with accountants, solicitors, and the like. But sometimes working in that collaborative fashion with other organisations that are similar to your own can really share that burden.
One thing you were saying before we started recording was that a lot of businesses, or some businesses, have actually been furloughing people, like their health and safety people, and that can't be a good thing, can it?
Yeah, so one thing that can be, to some extent, understandable in the current climate is business people wanting to ensure that they keep their business alive and secure for the long term. But that cannot be to the detriment of the fundamental law of keeping your staff safe, people that visit your premises safe, and any other users to your business. So whatever happens, businesses must not cut corners on that basis. There may have to be the need to use the furlough arrangements, and of course we're now into another phase of that, and that's been extended, but it mustn't be from a cost-cutting exercise that can lead to any form of breach or a reduction in the necessary health and safety that has to be shown by any organisation. So transport managers, absolutely crucial to any logistics supply chain, health and safety officers, health and safety management that work for businesses. I do urge businesses to make sure that you're keeping close tabs on your compliance obligations, however difficult that can be in the current climate. One thing I do say is it's very easy to look at these rules and health and safety and think, well, this is something we have to do. Well, of course it is. But in fact, by doing so, it often leads to more staff retention, a good feeling amongst your workforce to feel that they're being looked after. And it can also increase the visibility of your company, the image of your company, and make you more marketable in that sense because of the systems that you have in place. And whilst there can be a lot of legwork to start with, especially with fledgling companies, to get certain systems in place and compliance processes, once they're in place, they become a matter of habit and a matter of course. So it's about looking at that as a positive feature, something that helps structure your business during otherwise very uncertain times.
Mike, sound advice as always. Thanks very much indeed for coming on talking about. We're going to have you on again tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to be talking about e-bikes. We've got them in Cambridge and we're going to catch up with you tomorrow afternoon on that, Mike, if that's okay.
Absolute pleasure. No problem at all.